The real question is, according to our capacity, how much is the quality of our life meant for the purpose of elevating people's consciousness, giving in charity for the body, the mind, and the soul? If you simply give for the body, it's not enough. If you simply give for the mind, it's not enough. If you simply give for the soul, nobody will listen to you. Huh? So therefore, the body, mind, and soul, that is Krishna consciousness. To rejuvenate the lost God consciousness within the hearts. But in order to give, we must have. That means we must accept the process of yoga. We must be willing to make sacrifice. This one lady was asking me today, I want to do some service, how do I know if I'm doing enough? I told her, it's very easy. If it doesn't hurt, you're not doing enough. They say in America, no pain, no gain. Whether it's your time, whether it's your energy, whether it's your wealth, whatever it is that you're offering in compassion to others in the service of God, if it doesn't hurt, you're not doing it enough. There must be some suffering. There must be some sacrifice. Otherwise, what's the question of love? Without sacrifice, love is meaningless. A mother who just does for the child what she likes to do for the child is not a loving mother. But a mother who's willing to endure any difficulty, any suffering to help her child in its well-being, that is love. Human life is meant for sacrifice. So when we discipline ourselves by following the regulative principles, by chanting regularly the names of God, by reading the scriptures regularly, by associating with saintly persons regularly, through this discipline, through this sacrifice, our mind becomes peaceful. Our mind becomes still. And by the mercy of God, he reveals himself through that clear mind. And then that great wealth we can distribute from our heart in the form of love and compassion to all living beings. And one who understands and pursues this principle is most fortunate.